You're listening to Weekend Edition Sunday on Public Radio WVTF, and it's time for our weekly visit from the Veggie Chef. We need a theme.
We do.
Some kind of little sounder, maybe a jingle. Veggie Chef.
Followed by the sound of vegetables rapidly being chopped.
Well, that would be excellent. Let's work on that.
We should. Okay.
Spicy, huh?
Yeah, I wanted something spicy this week.
Okay.
Most of the time, you know, my recipes, they come from something I've either bought on sale or something somebody's given me from the garden and then a craving. And this week is the same. I bought a bunch of organic jewel yams, basically just yams, on sale, and I wanted something kind of spicy. So what I got was a curried stew that is really good by itself or even more filling when you pour it over rice or quinoa. And aside from the yummy yams, the ingredient that really makes this dish is the green curry paste. It obviates the need for other seasonings or spices, in my opinion. It's also the star of a recipe I shared back in February called Hurry Green Curry.
I remember that.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Okay. It just makes things so much easier. And prepared curry sauces, as a rule, have fish sauce in them, which is not vegetarian friendly. But this green curry paste does not, but it has everything else, you know, the chili, the lemongrass, lime, all kinds of great things. Okay. So that recipe and this week's can be found on WVTF's website, WVTF.org. We'll also have today's recipe on WVTF's Facebook page shortly. So no need to write any of this down. I can whet your appetite, though, for the recipe by telling you to make this dish that is called Yam Slam Stew, which serves six.
Hurry Green Curry and then Yam Slam Stew.
I have fun.
Yeah.
I have fun cooking and fun with the names.
Well, names are half the battle sometimes.
So to make the Yam Slam Stew, you're not going to need a lot. Just yellow onions, yams, green pepper, light coconut milk, vegetable broth, the aforementioned green curry paste, which is by the brand Thai Kitchen, garbanzo beans, and if you wish, cooked rice, couscous, or quinoa to just, you know, pour the whole thing over. After you combine and bring all your liquids and curry paste to a simmer, you'll add everything else but the garbanzo beans and keep on simmering until the yams are soft. Then you'll just slam them or mash them in a pot with a potato masher or hit them with an immersion blender. Then you'll add your garbanzo beans, simmer a bit longer, before serving it as either a stew or an even more filling dish, as I mentioned, over rice or quinoa. And that's all. And the details are going to be online shortly.
Slammin'.
If anyone has any questions for me, send an email to wvtfveggie@gmail.com. Thanks and have a great week.